Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. It is Monday, March 18th, 2013. It is a expected high today in lovely downtown Lake Worth to be approximately 80 to 82 degrees with a wind blowing out of what looks like the northwest, probably anywhere between 8 and 12 miles per hour, which means that we have the doors closed and the AC on because you don't get no cool breeze when hot air a blow. let's see. I hope everyone survived St. Patrick's Day. There was a parade here locally in town, so there were any number of assorted people cavorting through the streets in inordinate amounts of not matching green, and some not skipping. Some were staggering, without a doubt, but at least they were walking. They were not driving. So we appreciate all of that. I hope everyone had a good weekend. Also, on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day as well, Mercury began its forward motion, reaching its optimum forward motion on April the 6th, 2013. So as I often explain to you all, I like to give Mercury retrograde a couple of weeks before and a couple of weeks after, just for the waking up and the getting sleepy part, you understand? And that's where the communication can sometimes get a little bit awkward. So he is up, he has had at least his very first cup of coffee and is starting to stretch so that he can start to move forward and generate the energy and the information and the creativity that Mercury is often so a part of and will be a part of over the next 8 weeks. It's going to be quite something. As we get into the show today, we will be talking about women's health and how that may impact a lesbian couple differently than just a straight heterosexual couple or a single woman on her own, which will lead me to my apology, my explanation for not being here on Friday. It's something that I would like to share with all of you out there. I certainly think that often we learn our greatest lessons possibly from the travels of other people. And then today, unfortunately, I had already planned to speak to this subject matter, but Twitter has taken a force, and I'm glad that people are not sleeping. But we will be addressing ever so briefly that Bible miniseries currently on the History Channel, my take on it, and then an alternative perspective yet again on the Book of Revelations, as well as the words revolution and evolution. And then we will be tying up the show, talking and chatting a bit more on the 12 days away, my dear, for the release of my second spoken word CD entitled Full Moon Madness. So we have a very, very full show today, and I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause, catch my breath as we continue to move through, and know that as we come back on Wednesday, we will have new commercials, new openings and new closings for the show. So some exciting stuff getting ready to happen here, my dears, because we are ready to hit the ground running. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick little pause for the cause. Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All right, my dears, we are back. Again, right here at the top of the show, I want to extend my deepest apologies for not being on the air on Friday. However, I have a very, very good reason. I did ask first before I am sharing this story, so you all don't think, well, Miss Cleo, you have to have some boundaries. I have more than you can imagine. On Friday morning, my partner, who is a delicious, young, wonderful 67. I absolutely adore her. And trust me, honey, she not look 67, not a day over 50. Sometimes people look at her and think she is my age, and I'm a few years younger than her. Not a whole heap, but a few. but she is most brilliant. And she is very dear to me. And those of you who follow the show know that as of today, it has been 4 weeks since I lost my dear sister-in-law, Deb, to a massive sudden heart attack. Well, on Friday morning, my dear partner started to feel chest pains and was in some very intense discomfort for what seemed like, you know, you never can imagine. There's your whole mind shuts down when it comes to time when something like that occurs. So I don't know, minute and a half. And I asked her to scoot back on the chaise and let me put up her legs. You know, you elevate your legs higher than your heart. And she started to settle down and had a light headache after it. And she attempted to get in touch with her doctor, who said, I can't see you until April the 2nd. And we strongly suggest that you go to the emergency room. Well, I had taken my typical morning departure for my meditation and to get my head together, and I kept checking in on her, and I came in a little bit earlier than I normally would have. And she told me what the doctor's office had said. And I'm certain, because she looked a little bit frightened, and for me it was entirely too close to the emotion that's very raw for me right now in grieving and celebrating my sister-in-law's departure to the other vibration, to a more energetic vibration. And my partner she's my best friend, man. She's my playmate. We are silly together. We have friends who are younger than us, and they just laugh at us, you know, because we're goofballs. We love our Cafe Con Leche, which is our sweet little 14-month-old puppy. And we both have worked hard. We both have been single mothers. Between the two of us, we have 4 children and 3 grandchildren. And what is so courageous about my partner that many of you may not know is that she came out when she was 62. And I was real fortunate to meet her shortly thereafter, maybe about a year. And I thought, and I had heard about her. She knows another dear friend of mine, and she had told me her story, and I thought, wow, that's a pretty courageous woman. That's amazing. That's brilliant, you know? So even before I met her, I had a great deal of respect for her. And then she's gorgeous. She's absolutely breathtaking. She's smart. She's charming. She's intelligent. She's witty. She's just about everything I had on my list. And she ain't no joke either. So you have to have some fire in your belly to walk with me. Just because me are pure fire. Otherwise, I'll just bowl somebody over. And sometimes you don't necessarily appreciate how much you do appreciate a person until something like that takes your breath away, if just for a moment. And when you are a lesbian couple, and because in this country we do not have protections, you know, as loving people, as people who care about their partner, their spouse, whatever label you want to resonate in. And, you know, so when we go into the hospital with our girlfriend, with our partner, with our wife, like I said, whatever label you are embracing, you have to be prepared for a societal war. You have to be prepared for a moral war, you know. And let me tell you something for you, those of you who don't know. I am 6 foot tall in my stocking feet, and I am usually in no less than 2.5 inches of heel. And on Friday, I was in 3.25. So I am quite a force to reckon with just upon looking at me. And I'm not a fan of hospitals. I am not a fan of Western medicine. I won't disparage all of it, but, you know, it always seems to be about the bottom dollar, though. And as we approached the emergency room, there was a security guard in the lobby, and he said, "What can I help you with?" And usually in an emergency room, I'm used to seeing some type of orderly nurse-type person, right? This was a security guard. Wagon hut. What the rest? And I said, "Well, she needs to be seen. She's having some chest pains." And he points to what looks like a shorter ATM machine. And he says, "You can sign in over there." You hear what I'm saying to you? Pointed me to a fucking ATM machine and said, "Sign in over there." So I'm assuming if you put in your driver's license with a little strip, whatnot, so on and so forth, it comes back and there you are, signed into the emergency room without really having to have any kind of frigging conversation with anyone. Wow, how wonderful and comforting must that make someone feel? Well, by all that is good and all the spirits that roll with us, a nurse came out, a male nurse came out and said, "Come, ladies, come over here and let me take care of you." And so we were very grateful for that. And at the time that we arrived there, we couldn't have waited more than 10 minutes. And we're seen fairly quickly, and much to our joy and our contentment, her EKG was good, her pulse was good, her blood pressure was a little bit elevated, but she didn't like hospitals. She cussed and fussed at me the whole time I was asking her to go. And my partner is, again, she's an absolute doll face, but she's like, "I'm taking the shower. And I'm fixed." And I was like, "Well, you don't have time to blow dry your hair. Me and a business about your hair. So I'm going to do my hair." So, I mean, this is what we're doing across the house while I am waiting to take her. And I laugh because it was scary. I can't even begin to tell you all. So I come to all of the women within the sound of my voice and to any of you out there who love the women in your life. We are, heart disease and heart attacks are still the number one killer over breast cancer for women in this country, and I get it now. I had a bout with my health a couple of years ago, and let me tell you something. We as women have a strange inability to minimize symptoms. We minimize the amount of stress that we internalize. And I have a dear friend who used to say it continually. His stress is underrated. Stress can burn a hole in your stomach. Stress can cause your heart to stop. Stress can create a blood clot in one part of your body and have it travel to your brain and shut down the rest. And what does that look like? And how come we didn't have aspirin in the house? Well, we actually had one, but it wasn't baby aspirin. So there were a number of things that we fell down on that, even if that had been the case, that we should have had them ready, that we should have had them prepared, we should have had all manner of things. And because we are a lesbian couple, we have certain documentation that allows my partner to make certain decisions for me and vice versa. But neither of us had our documents witnessed, and that's a part of the legality here. So we both had fallen down on our task, which I am hoping that we correct. I know I am certainly going to correct all of my documentation so that it is of ease for my partner, whomever may be caring for me at the time, so that it's not a lot of confusion. So if you are a lesbian couple out there, and I don't care that you haven't committed for life, but if this is the person that will be taking you to the doctor, to the emergency room, then there needs to be some documentation that this person has the right, that you have given them the right to make certain choices for you with regard to your medical well-being, etc. And particularly, my dears, because if you live in the state of Florida, I don't know when they'll figure it out here that it should be legal for married people to be gay. But all around this world, I have been in this position before. I was in another state, and it was quite a different situation. But nonetheless, we had our POAs, which are power of attorneys, and there are various kinds. So don't be afraid to reach out to someone, reach out to your local LGBT community center or other advocacy groups that can even give you samples or examples of what a POA or a health advocate POA looks like, the power of attorney, so that you are prepared. It's not saying that anything's going to happen tomorrow, but let me tell you something. You want to be prepared in case something does. You don't want to have to go through that heartache. And each and every time we encountered one next medical professional here in Florida, I don't know if somebody might have thought I was our nurse, although, you know, we both have the same amount of wrinkles just about in our face. Like I said, she looks fabulous. And I probably have a few more than I need, but I needed to explain to them that I was her partner. Do not talk over me. Do not talk past me. Do not perceive or believe that she does not have an advocate right here. And you certainly don't want to see me lose it. So now in our relationship, given our journey together over the last 4 years, we are both at an age where we do have to be so more mindful of our health if we plan to celebrate and enjoy our life and still be funny old playmates. Nonetheless, having a grand time navigating the journey together with a whole bunch of history between the two of us under our belts, almost 100 and Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine, I want to do the math. But she certainly is taking another look at how to minimize and manage her stress. And I say again to all of the women out there, if you are feeling something, if you know that your body doesn't feel quite right, or that it is better that you drink a little bit more water, or you take that walk, or you do something that's really good for yourself, or you figure out how to cook for your chakras, and you figure out how to cook for your mind, body, and spirit, and you make it a systemic journey, you certainly have the opportunity to live a far more full life with very few visits to any kind of Western medicine practitioner. At one point, one of the nurses, and everyone was delightful at this emergency room, one of the nurses realized, and I guess she must have finally looked at the charters, heard my partner say that she was 67, and she said, "Oh my goodness, I'm 51, and you look better than I do." And I said, "Well, I'm older than you too." And she said, "Well, my goodness, what are you two ladies doing?" I said, "Clearly not spending a lot of time in hospital." You know, it's an interesting vibration. I am still a little bit gobsmacked, and by the end of Friday, my partner was ready to put me through a wall because I was hovering. I was being very overprotective. No, in light of everything, we still are going to follow up with her regular practitioner and probably do maybe a stress test or a little bit of something more just to make sure, just to put your heart at ease. However, that put my heart at ease. Just to check in, you know, I certainly am wanting to take her to Dr. Shaw, get a little tune-up. I would imagine that it is time for me, too, to head out there and see Dr. Shaw and get a tune-up, because I know how much it does for my mind, body, and soul. So, again, to all of my lesbian sister and out there, please take heed to this. Please take heart to this. We have to, and if you happen to have a very stubborn partner or girlfriend or a significant other, as I have and as my partner has, we are both very stubborn women. And I didn't want to go to the emergency room when it was time for me to go, and she didn't want to go when it was time for her to go. But what we did trust is that when we did realize it was time, we went. And we both might have been cussing and fussing a little bit, but we went, because at that point in time, you have to understand, it's not just about what you want, it is about what the people who love you desire for you. They want you to be healthy, they want you to be joyous, they want you to be around. And given the histrionics of my world and the people that have been in my world, the old lady, she didn't depart until she was well over the age of 100. And there are a number of amazing women in my family who have lived well beyond the age of 85, very spry, full of fire, vinegar, and laughter. And I hope to emulate them, and I hope to do that with my partner right by my side. So that is why I was not here on Friday. And once I got home, I was a hot mess. Like I said, I was getting on her nerves. But we had a wonderfully delightful, peaceful weekend, just delicious. And we spent it with a friend and another canine friend, and that was wonderful. And we cooked and we talked and we laughed and we drank wine and we pontificated about the issues of the world, and we moved beyond what we know was the obvious, and it was very healing and it was very wonderful and it was very loving. And, you know, I said to her, I said, you know, we need to make sure that every moment we are living and laughing and celebrating and loving, and later for the minutia, the bullshit, and the crap, because I don't have any more time to give any more energy to that, my dears. It just isn't. And whether you are 35 or 65, make choices about where you give your life force energy, because when you take it away and you dash it away upon something that doesn't matter, you really do yourself a heart disservice. You understand? So, given all of that, I hope that I give you all something to think about. And we are going to continue as we move through 2013, bringing more light and more knowledge and more sharing to women's health issues. Not so much from a Western medicine point of view, but from a point of view that we can use in our everyday life. All right? So before I close this segment, I just need to send a big hug and a squeeze out to my partner out there. You know I adore you, Cookie. And with that, my dears, I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about this whole new thing called the Bible. It's not new, but boy, this is a new spin on it, ain't it?
Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love.
All right, my dears. I went on a little bit long earlier, but I felt that it was worthy of the time. So now check it out. This whole new thing that's on the History Channel. First of all, folks think that if they see it on the History Channel, that makes it truth. That makes it so. Think again, my dears. But I want to point something out. You know, sometimes you can see all the puzzle pieces right in front of you, but you're not connecting the dots. Now, this series, this, I believe, at 6-part series on the Bible, has been produced by Mark Burnett. And you all may recognize that name. He's a big producer of the Survivors, The Voice, and Celebrity Apprentice. Now, there is a reason I make that point. I make that point because as I watched them interview Mr. Burnett and his wife, who used to be in a series called Touched by an Angel, I don't recall her name, they were interviewing them on Sunday morning, CBS, and they were talking about that they decided to do this and that the story of the Bible needed to be told again and that the special effects needed to be good. And then they showed a clip of, I'm assuming, part 6 in this series of Jesus in the desert and when the devil appears to him. And the devil is a black man. Now, I didn't have my glasses on yesterday, and the way that they had shot this particular clip, it was kind of shrouded. But I was already offended by the fact that the devil was a African man. And I thought, what the fuck? What kind of message is that, right? And then I saw a clip of Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist. See? Now, John the Baptist had locks, and he had a huge olive skin. And Jesus still had sandy blonde brown hair, you know, straight locks, boom, 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 and pale skin. Well, at that point in time for me, I was like, frack this. This is not real. You understand? This is not real. Let me ask all of you out there. You understand me? And don't feel bad if you get the answer wrong. But do you know where Egypt is? And for those of you who say the Middle East, shame on yourself. Google up, pull up. Me no care how you do it. Go look on a map. Egypt is in Africa. It is Northern Africa. This actor, Mr. Burnett, says, oh my goodness, we meant nothing by this. Oh no, we have nothing but the utmost respect for the president. The gentleman who is playing Satan, he is a highly regarded Moroccan actor. You idiot, Morocco is in Africa. You understand? People sometimes, if you're not certain that they're full of shit, then they open their mouth and then you're absolutely certain that they're full of shit. Now, here's the deal. I'm gobsmacked by the fact that this son of a bitch chose this kind of angle. The gentleman looks like or resembles, in an uncanny kind of way, President Obama. But it was Donald Trump, who he is in bed with, who keeps talking about that our president was not born in this country. I got to tell you, you can't lay down with dogs that have fleas, my dear, and you're not get up with fleas same fucking way. You hear me, man? So for Mr. Burnett to be saying that he has nothing but the utmost respect for Mr. Obama and his family, and I'm sorry, let's say the president, you understand what me I say? But he's in bed with the man with the bad comb over, that mean I care about him here. I don't even like to say his name. But let me tell you something, that bugs me. So for those of you who think that this was created in this wonderful bubble, this man who is setting out to do this project about the Bible, which is probably, well, it's inaccurate to me by the simple fact that you have Jesus with alabaster skin and sandy blonde brown hair. Done. You're not telling the truth. Period. Ain't no way, ain't no how. I've asked the question for the last 25 years. If you walked through the desert day in and day out with an umbrella, would your skin be alabaster white? And the answer, my dear, is no. Done deal. We don't even have to discuss it. Jesus was born there. That means Jesus didn't have no doggone straight locks. Get with the program, people. Stop buying into the manure hype because it's not real. And then question yourself why everybody's tuning into this show. You understand? And so now, all of the white people that are already frightened of black folks, you understand, already frightened of President Obama, now they're going to run, start wrong, and call the man the devil. Really? Screw you, Mr. Burnett, and your Bible series. Not the Bible itself, may not say that, but screw your television show and your special effects, because it all is wasted on me. Now that I've had that personal rant and rave, and I'm sure I'm going to get some interesting Twitters and why ever. Sorry about that, folks. I just needed to say it. And you know what? Too many people nowadays, I'm too frightened to open up their mouth and to speak their truth. You understand? I'm sorry. Somebody just said to me, sent me a tweet that said, Miss Claire, what can people do to minimize their stress? We need some tips. Vent, my dears. Vent in a very healthy manner. just as a sidebar, it is important to vent. But you can't go out and vent and bust up people's houses and punch people in the nose and rear it. You have to vent in a very productive manner. Is there such a thing, Miss Cleo? Let me give you one exercise that I give to a lot of my clients. I utilize it myself. I have family members that utilize it. But if something has gotten your goat on a day, or if something has been getting your goat for 2-3 weeks, I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to write that person or persons who are part of that stress for you. Not going to mail it. So I want you to write it as honest as you can. Let's not worry about spelling. Let's not worry about punctuation and swear if you need to, or don't swear if you don't want to. But I want you to write that letter. I want you to put your honesty in that letter. I want you to put your truthful emotions in that letter. And then in the nighttime, as close to 11:30 as possible, I want you to take that letter outside. I want you to put it in a safe vessel. You understand? We're not going to be burning down the backyard. We're going to put it in a safe vessel. If you have a fire pit outside, put it in there. If you have a barbecue, put it in there. Catch fire to that thing and release it to the universe. You understand? Let that stress leave your mind, body, and spirit. And that's a choice. You understand? When I say, Ms. Cleo, I did it. It didn't work. Did you make the choice? Because it has to be a mind, body, spirit choice. Because I will shut down that madness because it will take your life away. And then if you still don't think you can do it, then figure out where in the scheme of things, how important is this stress that you are allowing to take over your spirit? And if it doesn't at least fall in the top three important things in your world that make your world go round, that make you wake up in the morning, that make you giggle, then you need to dash it away. You need to process it. If it's a person, step away from them. If it's a job, get working to find you another one. And I know, Ms. Cleo, the economy, I don't care. It's about mind over matter. Manifest, my dears, because I don't accept limitations. And so I, again, work every day to teach people how to treat me, and then I treat them the same in return. Now, I want to go ahead and take a quick break here. I'm going to drink a little water and go to a little girl's room. And then when we come back, I'm going to finish after I got blindsided, or sidetracked rather, by my own personal rant. Maybe I didn't see it coming. I want to talk about an alternative perspective on the book of Revelations. And, this will probably really get me some intense tweets and emails. Go figure. All right, my dears, back in two shakes. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but a meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. All right, I just want to, I got a few tweets back where I said, where is Egypt? Enough people said Africa, right? I'm praying. You have to know it, but we don't teach much geography in school anymore either. It's a doggone shame. We are just dumbing up our society beyond. Anyway, now, you know, I'm a person who takes issue with people who don't properly utilize a word. I think language is an interesting dynamic. And as a voodoo priestess myself, words are very powerful. And so we are very succinct, to be very exact. And even when you are manifesting, I say to mine all the time, make sure you are specific. But here's the deal. I was having a wonderful conversation with a dear friend this morning, and I said, you know, it gives a, we were just talking about various angles and whatnot, and I said, you know, I wonder if we are not indeed in the times of revelations. And by that, I very specifically mean the last book in the Bible as it is written today. And I stopped and I said, you know what, revelations, I said, I don't know that this is about the apocalypse. I don't know if this is about the world as we, you know, the planet and whatnot, being cast out and all of these religious dynamics. What if Revelations is just that? What if it is a book of revealings? What if Revelations is actually very similar to the quatrains of Nostradamus? You understand? So let's say that Revelations is all about the revealing. It talks about the downing and the destruction of many churches. Sounds like we might already be on that path, my dears. It talks about the veils coming down and the curtains being removed. And what if Revelations is all about the fact that there will be people who will ascend. There will be people who will decide that they will not be prisoners of their mental minds anymore. They will not be told how to feel, how to think, what to be afraid of, what to eat, what to drink. They will step out of this body that is an amazing feat of engineering. And at this time, they will start to move about. They will communicate. They will travel differently. They will travel more with energy and soul rather than body. You understand? And so what if this book of Revelations is all about revealing the things to come? And not the ending of anything, but the end of the hidden, the end of the hidden agenda. The hidden agenda will then not be so hidden anymore as we move through what very well may be revelations right now. Because, you know, if you've read Revelations, it can be a little bit spooky. But if you read Nostradamus' quatrains, they can be a little bit spooky same way. And I thought that's interesting. You know, and it's very symbolic, as is Nostradamus' quatrains. So who actually wrote the book of Revelations? And what was their agenda? And who actually edited the book of Revelations? And what was their agenda? You understand what I'm saying? Because clearly the symbolism is very important. But I don't ever hear about them spending time in the symbolism from a more global, inclusive perspective. You understand what I'm saying? Because in the Bible, if it's black, it's bad. If it's white, it's good. I don't know that that model is accurate anymore. Because, see, this is what they're doing. You see, that's what they did in this movie. You understand? Jesus is white, you heard me say it, and the devil is black. And there's a problem with that message, my dears. Because that's where I think some of that free-wielding editing happened in Revelations. You understand? And they switched some things around. And they now will tell you what your interpretation is. And certainly, that is gobsmacking to me because people speak it with impunity when it is nothing more than a collection of hearsay telephone conversations over centuries after Jesus left this planet and moved back out there. You understand? So I'm always interested in the impunity by which they speak some things literally, and then they say, oh, no, well, that's metaphoric over there, or no, that's symbolic over there, but oh, no, this means this. I'm always very confused because I didn't know that it was all that fluid, but it's not the Bible that's all that fluid. It's the people who are standing in the pulpits and making movies who are telling you what you should think and how you should view that. And now I want to move on to another word known as revolution. You understand? Because revolution is about movement. It's about moving forward. It's about moving round. So if somebody says, ooh, whole another 180 degrees. You understand? Or it's come full circle. That's a revolution, revolving. You understand? So we revolve. And if you take away the R, then we have evolution. And we have evolving. But here's something that I found very interesting as I sat one night outside gazing up at the stars. You understand? Staring at the sky. I thought to myself, you cannot have evolution without revolution. And you cannot have evolution without revolution. They are the yin and yang of the 3D and other dimensions. Because with revolution, that's somebody saying that there's something wrong and we need to bring attention to this and we need to change it and we need to revolve away from this place. We need to come to another space on the circle, on the sphere. And then once we have engaged in the revolution, then and only then can we begin the evolution. So once we get past Revelations, we've always thought that was interesting, is why the book was only written up till then. And it was like a bad miniseries because it went from here, here, and here, and then it jumped to the end of time. Then it jumped to when Jesus was coming back. And then it jumped to when God was coming back. But I'm not really sure. And we made Jesus a man. And that's the way it rolled. And we never entertained anything different. You understand? But if you ever want to go down a rabbit hole, my dears, go check out the Gnostics. I want to see them make a movie about the Gnostics. Now, that would be some stuff. Because there would be some very different information out there for Mr. Burnett, as well as for the man with the interesting comb over. It's just something I wanted to give you all something to think about. You understand? Because when they put a show or a series like that on the History Channel, I say it again, people watch it and they come away believing it to be the truth. And all I am saying to you is to question what you are fed through that box. I watch the box same way. But I am always questioning, because I know if it came through that box, there's definitely a different motivation other than the one I perceive. So we'll keep talking about that. As I read earlier, the Twitterverse is all a flutter. And the gentleman's name, who is the Moroccan actor, I have nothing against him. The man is making his living. His name is Mohamed Mehdi Ouzani. All right. So enough respect, brethren. Wow. Mad props for playing an intense role. And again, no judgment. My judgment falls to people thinking that I'm stupid and brethren like myself are stupid, that we wouldn't see the BS. Because Mark Burnett, again, I want to add, who is the producer of this miniseries on the History Channel, also produces Celebrity Apprentice. And the fact that the gentleman who is featured prominently on that show has been so disrespectful to the president, as well as the first lady, as well as his daughters. Seriously, yuck. I would love to call names, but that's not appropriate. So we're going to move on from that, and we're going to switch up our vibration, and we're going to play one more time What If, the first single that was released on my upcoming CD, Full Moon Madness. And when we come back from that, we can update and chat a little bit about that, and then we'll move on to some things that are happening now in the Lake Worth area. At the end of a long day, I'd like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beat me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? Ha, 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 ha. I'm so sorry. I thought I was talking to everybody, and I now realize that my microphone was muted, and my boss is calling me right now on the phone. I am so sorry, my dears, for the dead air. It has been a Monday after a Mercury retrograde, and I did not realize that I had muted my microphone while What If was playing. So let me retrack and give out mad love and props to T-Walk. He put together that beat for me on What If, and I absolutely appreciate him so much. Very talented individual. Wow, I look forward to working more with him in the future as well. Let's see, I'll be going back into the studio on Thursday just to do a little bit of mastering and tightening up on the CD. We will also be releasing a bonus track sometime in May. It will be both in Spanish and English, entitled Catalunya. We're releasing it a little bit later so that we can also promo it in Europe, and shortly thereafter I will be doing some traveling in that area. So there is a little bit of strategy and methodology to our movement, but we are so joyous to be bringing the CD to you. And the reason I say we is because, you know, something like this, a project like this, you don't put together on your own. There are many people who have contributed their energy, their love, their commitment, their talent, and heart. And so to everyone who has worked with me on this CD, and including Mark Carmetz, my engineer at Insane Sounds, very talented man, good person, and I am always honored and humbled that he is so gracious to work with me now on two projects, and I look forward to yet another one. We've got some very exciting stuff coming down the pike here at Conversations with Cleo. And wow, we just so much excitement, so many things going on this year. And as I said, with Mercury going direct, my dears, we need to be prepared to hit the ground running. So it may not have gotten heard, but the CD will be released digitally on March 30th at 11:30 p.m. in the evening. I'm not expecting folks to be, you know, staying up late so you don't make it to work. The next day, the next day is Easter. So go ahead, stay out, party a little bit, and then go party some more. In church, in a good way, in a heartfelt way, in a celebratory way, if that's the way you believe and that's the way you move. I appreciate it and I respect it. The CD release party that will be held at my home, I don't do public ones typically, but if we do bring a subsequent public CD release party, you all will be the first ones to hear about it, and there will be a warm extended invitation to attend. However, this first party is for my personal celebration with my family, who looks like me, doesn't look like me. They are the people who love me, who appreciate me, who I love, who I appreciate, who stand behind me no matter what. And so I appreciate them, so I always like to hold them up in special regard. Now, in addition to some things that are going around town, this coming weekend here in Lake Worth, we will have Pride of the Palm Beaches, an entire weekend event, and we will be bringing you more details on that as it approaches, as well as Reggae Fest, Lake Worth Reggae Fest. Last year, Inner Circle, my brethren Lancelot, Ian, and Roger were in town, and it was a wicked, wicked affair. So by all means, we will continue to keep you posted on the events that will be coming to our fair little city. Actually, I call it the Hamlet, because this is a city. Wait, Los Angeles is a city, right? Now, I also want to promo, coming this Friday, March 22nd, we have Marie Bednar of Bednar Farms is going to be joining me on the show. Very excited about that. Very excited to talk to her, in part because I think, again, coming from the voice of a woman and all of that that it takes to run a farm, I think that it will be a most enlightening as well as inspiring conversation. So join me for that. And then we're going to keep the inspiration going. We are going to keep it going to Joe Grobes on Monday. iVow Cure Cancer will be joining me on the 25th. And we are going to have a just wonderful, wonderful time. So join in, mark your calendars, my dears. We'll make sure that we keep you posted. Once again, thank you for all your love, all your support. I appreciate each and every one of you who tunes in to the sound of my voice on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, my loves, remember, take care of yourself and the people who love you, because that's the only way we get to celebrate every moment together. Peace.